This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're in hour number three. Time flies.
I'll tell you, it feels like I've been here for like half an hour, 45 minutes. I'm still raring to go. You want to do an after show tonight?
Well, we can't do that tonight because Vincent will be coming in to do a special episode of his show, Questioning Authority, which appears on LRN.FM.
Well, Maybe I'll crash his show, and if he tells me not to, I'll say, you're an authority.
I suspect he would welcome you, and his show is uncensored, because he's not doing it for broadcast purposes. So.
Nice.
Oh, groovy.
It's almost as good as an after show, basically.
But if you'd like a live episodes, if you'd like to see some of these guys live doing their thing, you might consider going to ForkFest 2019. Did you miss ForkFest 2018?
Are there people who want to see us live? I always hear from the people who want to see us dead.
Start planning now to attend ForkFest 2019. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians next summer from June 13th through June 18th for ForkFest 2019 at Rogers Campgrounds in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of other camping parties in the woods, and you're invited to come and create whatever experience you'd like others to have. ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge, so it's up to you to create what happens. Or you can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers. For more information and to connect to other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum, visit ForkFest, that's F-O-R-K-F-E-S-T, .party. That's ForkFest.party. And
unofficial slogan, fork them if they can't take a joke.
And it's interesting to see in a decentralized way, people are starting to promote ForkFest. Yeah. So I saw some other sites that may or
are
may
not. All right.
I think I saw some sponsorship of another major.
You're talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Yes,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, that's right. ForkFest is sponsoring the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the very festival from which it forked in the first place.
Oh, now,
I love this.
Now, is ForkFest's full name the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
There is no full name for ForkFest because that's just one of its many names. As you've said, it should be called Band Camp.
It's been so
long. Yeah, I like Band Camp. That way we can say, this one year at Band Camp.
It's been Somalia Fest. Yeah. I like the idea with the advertising, the sponsorship of ForkFest, calling it SporkFest. I thought that was rather clever, too. So.
Oh, that would be cute. You see, sporking. I think there should be another ForkFest that follows ForkFest. And the reason that I think that's a good idea is because there would be a lot, I think there's a lot of people who, when the end of ForkFest comes, they don't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah. I would love to show those people the beauty of decentralization without having to count on them to remember to come back next year. So maybe that could be SporkFest.
Interesting.
You could do that.
But right now, we are going to go to the phones because we are a call-in show. We're going to go to Florida where we have Harold who's listening on TuneIn. Harold, you are on. I'm stalling as I hit the right button. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Heidi, I wanted to talk about your Holocaust.
Oh, boy. This sounds
my Holocaust.
Like, hold on. I want to get the full effect of what sounds like a crank call. Go ahead, Harold.
It may sound like whatever to you, but I'm an old man, so screw you. I want to talk about your Holocaust. Your Holocaust real quick there. You're laughing. All right, listen. I don't think it happened quite the way that they said that it happened there.
I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be louder. I don't think that it happened the way that it did. It happened. Gas chambers don't have wooden doors. And all the census that was taken in Europe before the so-called Holocaust didn't show even that many Jews in the continent. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I would really like to listen to you because
nobody cares.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Ridiculous conspiracy theory. One of the most ridiculous. Right up there with Flat Earth, I would say,
really?
This conspiracy theory.
Yeah, this
Why do you say that, Freeman? Why do you say that, Freeman?
Because it disregards the experience of the people who were put into those camps and died there. And those who survived as well.
I'm a Korean veteran myself there, so let me tell you something.
It's as stupid as the viewpoint that there was no school that was attacked in Connecticut either, that it was all a total hoax. That's also a ridiculous conspiracy theory.
Is it as stupid as this fake accent?
And there's videos, right? So here's the thing. I think that Jews did die and that was a tragedy. I just don't think that as many Jews, as many of them died. I think a few hundred thousand at the most died based off census information.
Okay,
that's still horrifying.
Let's say you're right, bro. Who cares? What does it matter? This was decades and decades ago. What does it matter? Are we all competing in a victimhood Olympics of which I was unaware? Are we supposed to be racking up points for how many things have been done to our race and our gender and our ethnic group and our religious group? I mean, I'm like half Armenian, so maybe a million people were killed in the Armenian genocide. Maybe half a million people were killed. Not to quote Hillary Clinton, but what does it matter at this point?
Harold, thanks for the call. I think everybody sort of pales when you compare it to socialism. That's the issue.
Yeah,
I mean,
100 million.
Right.
100 million minimum died for socialism.
How about all governments?
Right.
I mean, whether they're socialist or not.
Democide.
Now you're talking about hundreds of millions of people.
Yeah. More people.
Just the 21st or 20th century.
Yeah. Quarter of a million people were killed by their own government during the 21st century.
No. You said a quarter of a million. You mean a quarter of a billion, I think.
And I think
you're right. A quarter of a million.
Century.
In the 20th century.
Yeah.
Wow, I've got off by one errors everywhere. I'm going to have to debug myself.
That's all right. But that's the issue. Would you be surprised to find out that more people have died at the hands of their own government than have been killed in wars? That's a fact.
Yeah.
In the 20th century.
And in terms of murder, just random, like, murder by criminals pales in comparison.
Yeah, that's round.
Tiny number compared to the number who are killed by their government.
That's rounding errors.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
Yeah.
And we're going to stay on the phones and go to Dave in New Mexico. David wants to talk about civil asset forfeiture. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Chris, I just heard you a few minutes ago say that the government should not be able to take things from people without charges or a trial or something like that. Is that a fairly accurate quote?
Fairly.
Yep.
Yeah, I probably got a little more fired up at a couple different parts of that. But, yeah, if you're going to come up with laws that says you can take things from people, then at least follow your own rules, and that includes due process. So go
ahead. Okay. So note, then things. I had a couple of very 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 realistic lifelike sculptures of children. They were priceless. They were worth millions. They were just absolutely priceless. And my government came along and some women at a nonprofit organization called a judge and made insinuations, not even allegations, but some insinuations about me. And the judge sent people to take my priceless sculptures. And that was 11 and a half years ago, and I've never seen them again.
Talking about his kids.
Pardon?
I said, Chris looks confused. I was letting him know that you're talking about your children. Which is kind of a strange way to talk about your children, but that's what your children are.
Oh, I didn't get the sculptures thing.
Yeah, that's okay. We're going to hold you over, Dave, and we'll talk to you in just a moment or two. You can call in, too, and take part in the conversation, 855-450-FREE. What do you think about the government taking your stuff? This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-453. 450-3733, and we've again, been all over the map talking all kinds of subjects. And again, Rich, I always enjoy Thursday nights on Free Talk Live because it gets you in here with me, and I love hearing your point of view. Sometimes it makes sense to me.
It rocks. It's fun.
It does.
You know. And for the other times, once you reach the level of enlightenment to understand it, you will see.
I will see. Will I become like Mother Teresa? That's what I want to know.
No, you'll become like me.
Oh.
That's even better.
I will achieve a level of richness.
I'll make a priest out of you.
Will you?
Okay. I will absolutely make a priest out of you. Crazy libertarian anarchist deist priest.
I'm not sure if I'm cut out that. We're going to go back to David in New Mexico. He was talking about civil asset forfeiture through the use of metaphors. David, you're back on Free Talk Live.
I think he was just talking about his kids getting stolen from him through the use of a metaphor.
I think so, too.
A metaphor is like a simile.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't want to talk about kids because nobody cares about kids. But if you have something that's worth money, then people are interested. So I'd rather talk about these sculptures that I had.
Oh.
And so anyway, these sculptures, they were priceless. And like I said, somebody made an insinuation, not even an allegation, but an insinuation. And they didn't call the cops. They directly called the judge's office. Somehow they knew a judge, and they called a judge, and the judge said, send me a letter of what you know, and also call the cops. And so they wrote the letter, and they also called the cops. But when the cops came and took the report, the cops said, you know, hey, lady, there's nothing here that has broken any law. And so the cops went away. But the judge on what these ladies said, without the ladies ever coming to court or even signing the letter, the judge took my sculptures, and that was a decade ago, and I've never seen those sculptures again. We're just still fighting about those sculptures in court for a decade, and I've never seen them again.
It's frustrating.
Make
sure you pay your taxes so you can keep paying the salaries of all those people.
Well, I'm sorry happened to you, and I'm sorry I did not initially understand your literary device.
No apology necessary. But so that's a report of what actually goes on in this country, the way that the laws or lack of laws and the power system, you know, the people with guns, law enforcement, nonprofits, judges, that's a report of what actually happened. So that follows your model, Chris. Never any charges and never any trial. But my property is still being held for over a decade. And so, you know, that's a realistic report. It can be verified. And how does that conflict with the existing laws that we have in this country, or what we should have, if you could please comment on that.
Well, I'm just going to say that, you know, David, obviously these things don't really happen in real life until I talk to somebody like you and I find out that, yes, absolutely these things do. And then, I don't know, maybe I pick up the newspaper today and see that Arizona officers storm a house with guns drawn because a toddler had a fever.
What?
Oh, yeah.
So this was an Arizona home, ordered three children into custody of the Department of Children's Safety because the parents had refused to take their son with a fever to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this kind of...
Somebody snitch him out?
I heard that differently, or was this a different story? What I heard is that she'd gone to the hospital, she had been...
Gone to a clinic.
My understanding is she had gone, maybe it was to a clinic, but they had basically said, well, everything seems fine, but we want the doctor to have one last chat with you before you leave, and she didn't wait for the doctor.
This may be a little bit different.
This may be a different story. This may have happened twice. It seems like checking out AMA is one of the new crimes in America. That's against medical advice.
Right. So basically, in this case, the couple brought their feverish two-year-old to a clinic in late February. We're told that he had a temperature of 105. The doctor ordered the parents to bring the boy, who had not been vaccinated, according to Arizona Central, to a hospital. But by the time they got home, his fever had decreased to 102, and they decided not to take the kid to the hospital.
Right.
And anything under 103 really doesn't require hospitalization.
When the doctor found out the child had never made it to the hospital, the doctor called Department of Child Services, who contacted the Chandler Police Department. Police arrived. The parents wouldn't let them into the house.
Nice.
They said, Brooks, you have to come out of your house right now. We have to check on them. And I said, he's doing fine. His temperature is 100 degrees. He's safe. He's asleep. Could you please leave us alone? Bryce being the father. At this point, officers who said they had a warrant from DCS broke down the door of the home.
God.
Surveillance video showed. Little pro tip there. If you have police in or around your person, it's good to be recording them.
Always record. It might save you from a beating. It might save you from a really unpleasant experience.
So wait, there was a recording here or no?
Yes.
There is. Okay.
Well, they saw me and they asked me to put my hands up. And this was basically it. They handcuffed
the father.
They weren't
just asking, buddy.
They handcuffed them. They treated them like criminals. They knocked down their door.
Did they snatch the baby, too?
Yes.
While they were at it?
Yeah, and of course, in front of the kids. That's the kind of thing that happens. Yeah. And now these parents have no idea
when
and if.
Were they charged with, like, neglect or something like that?
Well, the father was told by a doctor, so, Ian, that's pretty clear. If someone in authority tells you to do something, all the power of the law must be behind that order. I'm being
facetious. That's crazy.
Folks.
I mean, they're basically treating a doctor like a judge, essentially.
That's been going on. That's been going on. That's what I've been saying. The universities are being the universities and the degrees that they issue, those degrees taken used to get a license from the government. What you're doing when and now we're back to that that university scandal thing. When you go into these various institutions, especially the ones with a track record like Harvard, whatever, then what you're doing is you're joining the club. That is the mob. That is the thing of ours. La Cosa Nostra. You see the whole pattern? That's what that is.
Thank you, David, for the call here tonight. I'll tell you what,
that can grow in some very dangerous ways, especially when it's combined with socialized medicine.
Sure.
You know, I know one guy who was he was a computer programmer, and his wife had him committed to a mental hospital because she was about to divorce him. And he managed to escape from the mental hospital by canceling his insurance. So all of a sudden they declared him cured and cut him loose. So you know, with socialized medicine, you can't do that. You can't turn it off. And
but
if they won't
behaving.
Let you refuse treatment, what you going
to
do?
Well, apparently send men with guns to your house. I mean, this sounds like a socialist system. This sounds like a story you would hear in, say, the UK, where they do have government-run health care.
State Representative Kelly Townsend, who is working on legislation requiring DCS to get a search warrant before removing a child from a home. When did we become...
How about not a search warrant? How about a an arrest warrant? Because that's what's really
needed. They said
needed.
They had
They're
a
making
warrant.
An arrest.
It's habeas corpus at that point. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
After 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
President Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan at his first MAGA Make America Great Again rally since the Mueller report out and finding no Russia collusion.
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president hitting the reset button, hitting his 2019 agenda hard, changing the conversation now to jobs, the economy, and replacing Obamacare with a better health care plan, which will continue to cover pre-existing conditions. On Wall Street, the Dow up 91 points, the NASDAQ up almost 26 points, and the S&P 500 up 10 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. Got some time left if you'd like to join in our conversation. That's, again, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or hit us up on Discord. With Discord, you can sound like you're right here in the studio with us. And to do that, you're going to go to discord.lrn.fm. You're going to make sure you've got a Discord client loaded. You've got good internet. And you've got a microphone, so you can talk to us and we can talk to you. That's discord.lrn.fm. And we were talking about Bitcoin, Ian.
That's right. Finally, another hit piece article about why you shouldn't, according to someone calling themselves Mr. Money Mustache.
Should we write an article on why you shouldn't take advice from a man named Mr. Money Mustache?
Evidently, he's got quite a following.
Apparently he does. But and he does have a real name, but I guess he goes by that. So he's saying don't invest, he says, in Bitcoin. He claims it's not an investment. In this article for The Guardian, he claims gold, tulip bulbs, Beanie Babies, and rare baseball cards are also not investments. Now, just because he says that, I don't think makes it true. We were discussing earlier, Rich, you came up with sort of like a qualified term for what you considered gold to be, but you still said it was an investment, right?
Because I mean, to some extent
like
it is,
static,
and especially... Bitcoin is a very different matter from gold. Okay, gold has huge market penetration. Mm-hmm. Gold has been around for millennia.
Right.
Bitcoin has almost no market penetration, which means you know, you would see it has like 3%, well, I guess more than that know about it now.
Yeah,
but
a lot of people know
50%
about it. They don't know what it is.
Market penetration.
They couldn't define it, but they know it exists.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Libertarian Party. People know it exists, but they don't know anything about it, basically.
Yeah. Which doesn't stop them necessarily from having strong opinions.
That's true. Tulip bulbs, Beanie Babies, rare baseball cards. He says they're not investments. I got to disagree. Anything that you get into with your money that you risk with the hope that you're going to make a return on that in the future is an investment. It may be a poor investment because anybody can plant more tulips and you can, you know, make more baseball cards and, you know, Beanie Babies and such. There's not a limited supply of those things.
No,
basically.
But that's one of those
characters. There's a limited supply of Bitcoin.
Right,
correct.
And that's where I was going to go. One of the qualities of good money, of sound money, is scarcity.
Right.
That you don't want there to be so many that they become worthless.
That's what's happening in Venezuela right now with the Venezuelan Bolivar. So, did you have something there?
Oh, no. I was just going to say we're going to go to the phones and talk to Guy in Florida who wants to talk about the bump stock ban. Guy, you're on Free Talk Live. Up, hold on. Sorry about that.
Bump stock. That should be a free concert for
Guy, you're on Free Talk Live. Guy, are you there?
Guy going once.
Guy going twice. I'm going
right.
to put him on hold for right now. We'll see if he
Bye, Guy.
Pops back in there.
So, should we continue here?
Yeah.
So again, he's saying those things aren't investments. He says these are all things people have bought in the past, driving them to absurd prices, not because they did anything useful or produced money or had social value, but because solely because people thought they could sell them on to someone else for more money in the future. When you make this kind of purchase, which you should never do, you are speculating. This is not a useful activity. You are playing a psychological win-lose battle against other humans with money as the sole objective. Even if you win money through dumb luck, you've lost time and energy, which means you have lost, he says.
Well, that depends on how much do you value your time and what are you going to spend your time on. If you make enough money from Bitcoin that you can quit your job, then you've saved a lot of time.
He doesn't discuss time preference either. So
no, I don't think this guy's no economist, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so either, but there are short time preferences and there are long time preferences, and you know, in any sort of money,
he would have covered that in school, but he was in a hurry.
Exactly. But if you were talking about investing in gold, the advantage of money is that they don't really change a lot. That's why the change in value, that's why they become good units of accounting. And we expect them to be relatively stable. Now, Bitcoin has certainly had its highs and lows, but if you look at it over the last year or two, you see a pretty flat line. It doesn't do much. That's a good thing for most cryptocurrencies or currencies, period. You shouldn't see a ton of volatility.
Yeah, so I want to add to this because we've heard this objection before. It's like, oh, this is just a pyramid scheme or whatever, and of course it's not a pyramid scheme, and people aren't buying it just on the hopes that other people are going to get in and lose money, you know, later on down the line. To me, the reason why Bitcoin is attractive as something to purchase, because you can just go out there and pour money into all kinds of things in the hopes that you'll make money on it without any kind of research. But Bitcoin is a way to transact across the world in an instant, basically, with anybody who has an internet connection anywhere on the planet. I mean, this is an incredibly valuable proposition without having the government or the banks in the middle. So you're cutting out the middlemen of money. This isn't just some random thing that, oh, let's invest in tulip bulbs. Let's invest in baseball cards. No, there's a very specific reason why Bitcoin caught on. Yes. It wasn't just some sort of random thing that everybody just decided to dump into. It's valuable because it has an incredibly large payment network spread across the globe that is decentralized and cannot be taken down by the so-called authorities. There is value there. The only question is how much.
The other value that it has, and we know that governments can't just shut it down, but the other thing is hackers can't just shut it down. And I think they just
well,
gets
hackers
lost.
Can just shut it down. No. They haven't just shut it down, we like to think that their attempts will fail.
What I'm saying is you've got 10 years of history in the Bitcoin network mm-hmm. where all these attempts to hack it have come to no avail. And if you're in the wild in software for 10 years and you haven't had a significant, serious breach, there are no banks that can claim that. You know what I mean? If we're talking about safe places to keep your money.
That is definitely true. Now, I agree with everything you guys have been saying, so long as you make one alteration, which is remove the word Bitcoin and replace it with cryptocurrency.
Sure.
I think Bitcoin right now is a terrible investment, and the reason that I think that is because it's inflated due to the publicity. It's inflated against the other cryptocurrencies, and I expect it to fall in value as people's will to invest shifts into other cryptocurrencies, because the purpose of investing in cryptocurrencies is by pumping liquidity into a cryptocurrency, you increase the budget which is available to develop that cryptocurrency.
Rich and I will disagree.
His definition of what investing is. So we'll find that out.
Interesting. We're going to go to Stoney in Portland. Stoney, you are on Free Talk Live. Stoney, are you there?
I don't know what's going on.
Stoney, can you hear me? Stoney?
Maybe the board op's having trouble there. I don't know.
That might be. We're going to put Stoney on hold. We're going to go back and see if Guy...
Yeah, let's just wait until the board op says he's back. We don't need to waste any more time taking
All right.
Taking that.
But on that, I'll disagree, Rich. Bitcoin has its own characteristics. Bitcoin Cash has its own characteristics. All of them have their own characteristics. I just think Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin, is a little different in that it has a much larger network. It is going to be much more secure because it has that many more people protecting it than other networks that are out there. And it's got a track record.
I don't know. I think Bitcoin, I don't argue that mathematically having more people makes it more secure from one type of attack, which is a 51% attack. But Bitcoin has no security in terms of privacy. It's an open ledger. Everybody can see where your money is going. That alone says to me, for any privacy transactions, I'm not going to use it.
And that is a big difference. There is a big difference between privacy and security.
Yeah. Like, everything I do is illegal.
Everything? Come on,
Rich.
Pretty
much.
You must
except being on the air, because that's like First Amendment protected.
They're still letting us do that. 855.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We're in the final moments of tonight's show, but if you move quick, you might be able to get on the air and let us know what's on your mind. Again, that's 855-450-FREE. Rich and I, we were on the verge of getting into a little bit deeper debate on cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and stuff like that. And we've been reading an article from Mr. Money Mustache who says absolutely, it's just not a good idea. You can't do this.
He says, don't invest in Bitcoin is what he says. In fact, he's claiming it's not even an investment. He defines investing as buying an asset that actually creates products, services, or cash flow, such as a profitable business or a rentable piece of real estate, for an extended period of time. An investment is something that has intrinsic value, he claims. That is, it would be worth owning from a financial perspective, even if you could never sell it. Which is a strange thing to say.
That's really strange. We're going to go back to the phones and try to talk to Stoney in Portland. Stoney, you're on Free Talk Live. Stoney, are you there? Man.
I think there's some sort of problem with
the board off. There was some screwy stuff going on. We're going to try Guy again in Florida. Guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
This is Guy. Can you hear me now?
Yep. You're good.
Good. Yes, Republican, was a Trump supporter, but after this bump stock ban, this betrayal of his base, not a supporter anymore.
So does that mean you're going to be voting for Bill Weld in the Republican primary?
This means I'm open to whoever is going to be on the ticket.
Okay.
I'm open to look at anybody and make an intelligent decision based on who else is on there.
Has anybody else thrown in the Republican race besides Weld and Trump?
What about Rand Paul?
Has he?
I'm aware of that's announced in qualifying in Florida, but...
See, I would support Rand Paul. I
should be upset with this.
Yep. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anybody that believes in the Constitution should be upset with this, or anybody that believes in the rule of law, because what this did was by by rewriting this definition, they have gone back and changed the definition of a law that was put through Congress, voted on, and adopted by Congress in 1934.
Right.
The National Firearms Act of 1934 defined what a machine gun was.
You're correct.
This rule change has gone back and modified a law that has been standing since 1934. If this is allowed to stand, that means that any administrative agency in the government can go back and rewrite any definition or any portion of any law that Congress passes at their whim and change the meaning of any law that they wish at any time in the future.
I got news for you. Want to see
your regulations change or anything else?
That's I don't want to see any regulations exist.
I agree with that. But
yeah,
right.
So, I mean, look, the fact is there is no rule of law, and there never has been. It's always been the rule, the arbitrary and capricious rule of men and women over other men and women. That's all it ever is.
I'm going to throw this out there, and I'm just amazed that anybody is surprised by this. This is a conversation televised between Trump and Pence right after the shooting in Las Vegas. Trump interrupted, quote, "Or, Mike, take the firearms first and then go to court." Another system. Because a lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early.
Gross.
So this is your president.
He does this all the time.
But I guess my question is for you, Guy, because you have been a supporter of the president. I mean, did these not throw up some red flags? I mean...
Threw up a lot of red flags.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's why I said he's lost me as a supporter. That's why the NRA has lost me as a big supporter, because Chris Cox and Wayne LaPerriere were openly in support of this.
Right.
Neither one of them or the organization ever made any attempt to stop this. Gun owners of America went out of their way. They've got suits right now in courts in several jurisdictions in the country trying to stop this from moving forward.
They're a much more principled organization. I remember people, the NRA supports the status quo, from what I understand. They support enforcing all the terrible unconstitutional gun laws, whereas Gun Owners of America seems to be more in favor of gun freedoms.
What I think the NRA focuses more on contributions than they do on anything
you
else.
Mean, contributions to their own coffers?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's
never been Larry Pratt. I mean, Larry Pratt wants to...
And he's from Gun Owners of America.
Gun Owners of America. Right. Wants to keep the money flowing in so they can do what they do, but again, it's a completely different organization.
He's a true believer.
I think so, and his son is too. Final thoughts, Guy?
Well, Larry Pratt's actions say that he's a true believer. Wayne LaPerriere, Chris Cox, and the misguided people at the NRA say that they are true believers in cash.
There you go.
That's the big difference. And people need to wake up as to what the total implications of this are. It's not just about weapons. It's about rewriting any law that they decide to rewrite administratively rather than going through Congress.
I agree.
And whether you like Congress's ability to make laws or not, that's our system. And I don't want that put in the hands of unelected bureaucrats sitting in an office.
Right.
Making rule changes to laws that have been debated in the open public forum.
I hear you, Guy.
I agree with you.
Hey, thanks for your call. I think that's a good point, and people do get caught up in the minutia. Well, we're just talking about bump stocks. We're just talking about gun control. That's only part of the rights that are allegedly protected in the Constitution. It's the slippery slope. It's always going to be the slippery slope. If they can do this, if they can change a law that's been on the books since 1934, they can change any law.
And not just that, but if they can change the Second Amendment, which has been on the books since 1789,
yeah, something like that.
Maybe a couple years later for the Bill of Rights, I can't remember exactly. I think 1789 was a ratification of the Constitution itself.
Yeah,
I don't know when the Bill of Rights was ratified, but you know, when they said "shall not be infringed," they meant it. That means not infringed at all.
1791.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Well, apparently the Supreme Court disagreed with that interpretation.
Well, the Supreme Court is a bunch of power-obsessed transvestites stomping around, considering themselves the ultimate authority, when the Constitution never says that they are the ultimate
authority. That was decided very early on in our nation's history. Rich, come
by
on.
The court decided that they were the ultimate authority. When you decide you're the ultimate authority, that's called being a usurper.
Which is what happened in Marbury v. Madison. That's exactly what they came to the conclusion. Who decides whether laws are unconstitutional?
George Bush is the decider.
I guess they said, no, we do. And that's where the powers resided ever since. It's insanity. And the Second Amendment, you know, as much as I love the idea of it, it doesn't do anything. It didn't give me any rights. It's
what
not
it does
anything.
Is it galvanizes people. It's a PR tool.
Yeah, it's a good one. Can be.
You know, it's every time they violate it, it's very bad PR for them.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
It depends
who you ask. If there was a New Zealand-style gun ban imposed in the United States, and I am understanding they're doing, let's just say even if they ban the sale, is that the time when it should we be up in arms at that point?
And this is, the American people are the frog boiling in the slowly warming pot of water. This is what we do. We, as a nation, we let just a little bit of our rights go every day. And then they realize that what happened? How did we get to this point? They act all shocked. It's going to be the same way with guns. Today it's bump stocks. It's one of those things that nobody ever really cared about. Mm-hmm. But that's why we have to be loud. We have to be vocal. We have to point out the insanity of letting go of tiny pieces, because it all snowballs and it all ends up being a big deal. People are going to realize that it's going to be too late.
Well, you did have some sheriffs in New Mexico. Remember, Sarah was complaining about the sheriffs in New Mexico who were refusing to enforce certain gun restrictions that had been imposed by the legislature
pretty
there.
Much
so,
any.
If you actually had sheriffs who give a damn about, you know, freedoms, they could step in the way of bad legislature.
They certainly could.
And they could step in the way of ATF agents.
That would be nice. And ICE.
And let the ATF agents
and
step
DEA.
In.
Yeah.
Keep them all out of Cheshire County, please. Keep the whole federal government out. See you tomorrow night.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been Free Talk Live.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.